Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. I'm doing well, and you? I'm doing good, going good. I wanted to speak on that and just, I can hear you. I was calling to speak on this. I want to speak on behalf of some of the black women, how they may feel. Now, I am never going to celebrate anyone's death. However, his toxic behavior was very vile, very vile. And imagine, just imagine, you're looking up to a black man and all he has to say is negative things about you for vice.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay, let me try now. 619, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I think we had like a long delay between us talking. I think we're good now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a long delay.
Yeah, I think we're straight now. I think I fixed it. Okay, so now you say that Kevin Samuels was just negative. How much of his content did you actually watch? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, I said, how much of his content did you watch?
I actually went back before when he first stepped on the scene. Yeah, that delay is here because I'm answering you.
Oh, man, I'm listening. I don't know what's going on. Jesus. I don't know what's going on. This is ridiculous. I don't know why it's doing that. Okay, let me try one more thing. All right, hold on. Let me try one more caller. Let me try a different caller real quick. 313, can
Hello?
You hear me? Yes, 313, can
hey,
you
hear me? Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
So tell me what you think.
I called him a couple of times, and a lot of them was negative. But like you said, you don't wish death on anybody. So while they celebrate his death, they don't make you no better than him. So I just say praying for his family. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. So when you called in, what was your experience?
I was just paying attention to all the comments and how people were saying that he was harsh on women or whatnot. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And if you understand the way of living, you know, if it don't apply, let it fly.
So you wasn't offended by his rhetoric?
No, because like I say, if it didn't apply to me, hey, you can keep on going. Everything's all mainly is about opinions nowadays. And everybody has gotten soft. I remember we could say anything and it wouldn't offend nobody. But nowadays, everybody offended. And it's like ridiculous. I'm like, grow some balls and grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Now, I agree. If it don't apply, let it fly. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome and have a great day.
You too. Okay. Hey, y'all can feel free to call in and just sit on hold. We got like six people on hold, but I got 301 and then 832. I got you. Hold on. 301, you're on the line with Joe Stone.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is T. I got through.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine. So I definitely wanted to comment. Just like the other young lady said, it's not necessarily that we're celebrating his death because that makes no sense. I don't think anybody would do that. But
oh, they definitely, no. Wait. That is definitely what's happening. If you go on Twitter, there are literally women happy about it. And I was just in Clubhouse, and I was in rooms. I'm talking about multiple rooms, like five or six, where it was groups of women laughing and high-fiving about him being dead. Like it was party time. Like they popping bottles right now. I am not capping.
Okay, so those are those ladies. But at the end of the day, this man has passed, and there's people celebrating his death. That tells a lot about himself. I mean, this is a lesson for everyone, I think. I think this is just a general lesson that you should really, like, really work on yourself and see who you really want to be. Because as you can see, if you pass and there's a certain percent of people celebrating, that's really not their fault. I don't necessarily hate the man, but I feel like he was actually building a lot of negativity in the Black community. So for you to sit there and say that he was building it, that was absolutely incorrect. First of all, he's not Jesus Christ. No one should be raiding anybody. That's ridiculous to me.
Wait. Hold on. You're saying a lot of stuff at once. So first of all, this is my thing. What I'm trying to say was, first of all, I don't think, and this is, we're all just giving our opinions. I do not think that his intention was to cause harm to the Black community or Black women. I do not think that was his intention. I do think that the way he went about talking to women was offensive to other women, but a lot of times people never saw the full conversation. The women that would come in and that you would see him talk to like that would first come in and then objectify men. And then since they opened the door to objectify men, that means that you have to be okay with being objectified yourself. So if you say that, hey, I want a $1 million man who has to be 6'2" and I have 5 kids, I am 42 and I work and I'm have a minimum wage job or I'm on welfare, you're probably not going to get that millionaire, and you need somebody to look you in the face and say that's not how none of this works. And what I saw that a lot of women, what would happen to a lot of women when they would call in is you would literally watch their realities break, because women are not used to rejection. Women are not used to dealing with the reality of their, because a lot of women believe that because they're sexually available and that they can pretty much bang almost any guy they want within reason, unless they, like I said, they reach out of their ranking so much that it just gets shut down. But in general, they don't have an issue having sex. They think that that means that they can also have marriages and relationships and all those things, but that's not how men work. So I feel like what he was trying to do was help women understand not only their place in the dating game in 2022, but also how men feel about them. Because I think that the conversation that doesn't get had in the Black community between men and women is how men feel about women. Because we've been hearing about how Black men have been terrible, how we're terrible fathers, terrible husbands, terrible.
Well,
you know,
let's be honest. That's not necessarily true. And like you said, everyone has an opinion, and I really think it really depends on how you interpret it. But let's be for real, Black women are on the bottom of the totem pole in every aspect. So there's no way that you can try to say that, like women don't ever hear the bad. We hear that all the time, 24/7.
We're talking about specifically when it comes to, like,
all the time. Black women are compared all the time. From beauty standards, education, all the time. We hear it all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
other races,
Black women are,
other
white
races
women
are better than us. Other races are more submissive. Other races are this and that. We hear it all the time. The thing that pissed off a lot of women was the fact that, one, he was a Black man, and two, he directed most of his negativity toward Black women. And
that's not necessarily true either. That's not how he built his platform. His platform was built on him talking to men. It blew up talking to women, but it was built on talking to men about themselves and talking to them in the exact same way, if not worse, than he talked to women. And even when it comes to women, he didn't go find them. They came to the show to ask these questions.
I understand it started off like in a good place. At least that's what some men are saying online. But at the end of the day, that's not what it snowballed into. And honestly, if you really want to see, like, disgusting comments, you really should look into these groups where these are, like, peel-off groups. from whatever they, you know, got from Kevin Samuels. And, I mean, these guys are talking about the most vile things. I mean,
wait. Wait, slow down. So I don't want to do that either.
Wait.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Hold on one second. I want to clarify because you're saying a lot of stuff, and I want to clarify. Before Kevin Samuels ever came around, there was something called what? The Manosphere. Well, it became the Manosphere.
MGTO or something.
Yeah,
something
before
like
that, though, it was what called what? Red Pill, right? It was Red Pill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly white men. There actually was no, well, it probably was like one or two black guys in the space, but it was actually all white men who were very angry And then you got these dating coaches and these guys that like these pickup artists. Now, personally, I think the majority of those guys are disgusting in general. I think what they teach is disgusting. I don't think that they teach other men that women are human beings. I think that the way that they teach men to go about being vulnerable, to go about dating, meeting women, I think all of that shit is disgusting most of the time, the way they handle it. And that is not how you treat women. That's not how you get women to like you, have sex with you, none of that shit. I think it's terrible. I do not put Kevin Samuels necessarily in that same category because, number one, he wasn't a pickup artist specialist. That wasn't his thing. I mean, maybe in the beginning you could say, but it was more about men's fashion and just grooming and shit like that. But so he wasn't a pickup artist. He was talking to women about their expectations of the men that they plan on marrying in the future, if they even ever have that chance. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to group him in with those. I do understand that a lot of people who are fans of him also happen to be like a part of that, you know, that world or that niche. But I don't want to throw that on him because I don't think that's fair. You know what I'm saying? And because he didn't build that.
I totally get what you're saying. I totally agree. Yeah. But I also feel like you kind of just said exactly like a lot of those men who were part of those groups are also part of his group because they have like-minded things in common. So when you say that you want to take him apart, you really can't because they wouldn't have flocked to him if they didn't feel like it was within the same realm. A lot of those guys are extremists. And I'm not saying all the guys listen to him, but the guys that did are extremists. And when I say that because of the rise, let's call it the rise of Kevin Samuels, a lot of women have been affected negatively in real life. Like I've had some of my friends who've been attacked verbally, who've been grabbed on the arm, called different names just
Wait. You're trying to put that on. Wait a minute. Wait. Now, you can't
now,
put
don't act like there's no influence.
That on
in,
But
there is influence.
But you act like men ain't been doing that for centuries. You act like men haven't done
they
bad
have been.
Things
they have been.
Forever.
But you can't say that he's not an influence. I mean, if he's not an influence, no one would be talking about him. Like, come on. Like,
he's
an influencer,
what I'm saying is, he definitely does. But what I'm saying is to put men's actions on him or to say that, I've never heard Kevin Samuels. And if you can find it, I will eat my words and I will make a video saying I've never heard Kevin Samuels encourage violence against any woman in any way.
Well,
now,
you
I have
know,
never
there,
heard.
There are different forms of violence,
stretch.
You are aware.
There are different forms of violence. We're talking about physical violence. Like, that type of violence is not something I've ever heard him.
But emotional violence is just as effective as physical. So I don't really think that there's a big difference. If I chuck at you every day
you
and talk to you every day.
Well, I mean, first of all, if we start getting into the weeds about hurt feelings, I feel like that is too subjective of a conversation to have any real – to make any real progress on. Like, we can have that conversation.
But that's what his whole show was about. It was
about what?
His subjective views. His subjective views.
Yeah, no, his subjective views. What I'm saying is when we talk about people's emotions in general and violence against emotions, that is a very sketchy topic because then we have to define a lot of – variables from what is violence, what is emotional violence, how is it perpetrated, who is the perpetrator, how do you rate, how do you decide? That's what I'm saying. So for you to we can't even have that conversation.
His target was women, though, like that, and no one can deny that. That's why you see these women online saying what they're saying.
Well, I don't think his target was women. Women called into the show. He didn't make them call in. Do you understand, like, when women called into the show, most of the time they were calling in because they wanted to figure out, like when the majority of women that called into the show were trying to figure out why they were single and why they were specifically were single and they could not find a millionaire to marry. That was the majority of women that came into the show were women who wanted millionaires. When you see him dunking on a woman, that's because a woman who is 40 with five kids and weighs 250 is saying she wants a millionaire and is telling Kevin Samuels that she can't settle for a man that makes minimum wage, but can't settle for a man that makes $60,000 or $50,000 a year. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not fair. So,
to be honest, no, I agree with you. But to be honest, if that was what it was in actuality, most of these women would not care because I would not care about that. Like, that's not why I was upset with him. There was multiple times where when women would say certain things and he would hang up in their faces. I think the only person he ever gave respect was Nicki Minaj, and that's because she has a super following. He was actually terrified of her. But most women that actually started calling in, and I'm talking about educated women, he was degrading them. He was hanging up on them. At one point, he called nurses a low-quality woman. I'm a nurse, and I'm like, I laughed because I thought that's ridiculous because, I mean, it's a pandemic now. How can she be low-quality, whatever the hell that means? I'm just saying that I totally get what you're saying, like that whole, like some people are in a fantasy world and, you know, they needed their reality, you know, woken up. But that is not the reason why these women are acting the way they're acting. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm celebrating his death because I would never do that. But for you guys to even think that women should give a certain response to his death, to me,
I don't think you should give a response. I think when someone dies in a situation like this, and especially when it's, again, all the man did was give his opinion and make an entertaining show. And at the end of the day, I mean, it was regardless of what his mission was or whatever was going on and whatever, for everyone involved, for the most part, it was entertainment. Like, yeah, he got a little disrespectful with women and stuff like that.
Well,
and
it
I'm not
entertaining
I'm not
to you,
that.
But there's some women that were really damaged by it. And
he has millions of followers for a reason, and they're not all men. You know what I'm saying? So there was hundreds of thousands of women who enjoyed his show as well. So I'm saying, in pretty much any show you have, especially when it's going to be controversial, you're going to have people who don't agree with it. You're going to have people who don't like it.
And so,
I mean, that's all I'm saying. If you don't have anything good to say, like, you definitely shouldn't say nothing. He gave his opinion. I can, like, if this is R. Kelly and R.
But
Kelly.
That's what these women are saying. They're giving their opinion. And unfortunately, I mean, it might not be a big deal to you, but if you were a female and you were in a certain situation, and let's just say that you weren't the type that was looking for a millionaire, and let's say I worked at McDonald's and I had three kids and my husband died, and you hear someone say, oh, you're a low-value woman, you don't deserve to be married. I mean, how do you think that affects somebody emotionally? And then
I'll be honest, I'm a pretty objective person, and so I can only go off of what I've seen. I've only seen Kevin Samuels get disrespectful after the woman gets disrespectful. I've never seen him I've seen him get snappy when a woman is like being untruthful, or she's being around the bush, or maybe she's over talking him, or maybe, like, you know, this like stuff that he gets irritated with. And I can see, and he definitely at times were very short with women. If you went on his show, you couldn't really expect, unless you operated with the utmost respect, for you to be respected as well. And he does have kind of a way of talking to people that I can understand why someone would be offended. But again, and I'm not defending him in a sense. And I guess, and this, the funny part is, I didn't make this live to end up defending him. It's just that, like, I'm kind of put in this place because it's like, This is like an overreach of, like, what are y'all talking about? Like, yeah, the dude, he
but
did his thing.
But you know what? That's why I'm calling, just to give you the other, like, the other perspective, honestly. Like I get what you're saying, but there is, a darker side to, like, what he was saying and, like, the reactions that it caused. So I think it kind of clears up. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I am surprised by, and I'm glad we're having this conversation. I did not know women felt this strongly in general, like,
yeah.
And I don't know if, I don't know how I feel about it yet, because I didn't know that y'all felt this way. I thought we all, like, I thought women, of course, did not like Kevin Samuels, like, in a general sense. I didn't think it was so palatable that, you know, someone could do something as disgusting as, like, making fun of him being dead. You know what I'm saying? So,
I can't speak on that part, but I think that, you know, at the end of the day, like, everybody interprets stuff differently, and depending on where you are in life, you know, you're going to react a certain way. But I do think if you're going to have this conversation, you need to be open to, like, the other perspective, and not just, like, say, oh, these women are vile and disgusting, because we're not all like, oh, ha, ha, he's dead. But it's like people are telling us, like, oh, he's dead, and we're like, damn, you know, and it's
first of all, let's be clear. I never said all women were vile and disgusting. I'm saying that if you are laughing at a dead man who did nothing, like, I mean, in general, he may have offended some people online with the words that he said that they called in to hear. I get it. That is fair enough. And that warrants you being angry, or maybe you even not mourning his death. I get it. But there's a difference between not mourning his death and then actively celebrating and making fun of and being excited about openly that he died. That's the only thing I'm saying. It's like, those are two totally different things, and we have to be clear that that is something that has happened. I can go through Twitter right now, like, as we speak, and read you tweets at this moment of women saying crazy shit that should not be said. And again, maybe I didn't know, and people just don't know how personal women as a whole took Kevin Samuels, and maybe that's my perspective, not having a clear perspective and not really understanding where you guys are coming from. But again, like, you can be offended, you cannot like Kevin Samuels, you cannot like his show. If this was R. Kelly, y'all can pop bottles in the street and dance and moonwalk. Kevin Samuels didn't actually hurt anybody. Like, maybe he hurt some feelings along the way, but again, feelings of people that called in to talk to him on his show, knowing exactly what they were getting into before they called. But also, look, I got like 20 people on the phone lines. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the conversation, and thank you for talking with me.
All right.
Thank you. All right. We got like 10 people on the line. I'm about to go through the line right now. 832-388. How you doing?
This is your co-host, Brittany.
Okay, bet. I got you. Well, I'm just going to keep you on the line. Let me ask the next person. 443, you're on the line with Joe Stone.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just want to briefly say that Kevin Samuels is not toxic. I've listened to him my life, and I just wanted to say I've never seen any hatred towards any women in his lessons. I've mainly just seen standing up for yourself, making sure you was your best self. I've really been inspired by him because growing up, it was mainly, as men, we just taught, do this for the women, do that to impress them. And I was like, are we just going to be things, give them things to impress them? Are they ever going to give this back? And then I realized I just had to stop thinking about them and start realizing I had to think about myself. And when I did, I realized you love yourself. You're going to love yourself more when you think about you. But loving yourself doesn't mean you can just automatically guarantee everything. And that's when I realized, like, it's okay to criticize yourself. That's part of building yourself. And that's what he's told me. What I don't understand is that if a man tells you to be the better self, I don't understand how that's wrong. Like, he wasn't just going for women. I don't even see that. What I did see him do is tell men to just don't be on the couch saying, oh, I want a woman who's got all this and all that. But, like, you have to work up yourself too. I've also heard him talk about women. You can't be working a minimum wage job and saying, I deserve, not want, I deserve a man who makes millions. No. The thing is, I always see is double standards. I don't understand how I see, a man can't be picky, but a woman can. I mean, like, she wants a man who has this, that, and that. A man just probably says, oh, I just want some love, but you got to provide a house, income, and all that. And I'll be forgetting, I'll be thinking this. Does that mean you just love me for the money, or do you love me for me? Like, and I want her to say it truthfully, but it just feels like I can't get an answer out of that question. And I'll be thinking, like, how does that affect other men? Like, are we as men loved for as being people or just for what we do? Like, and that's what I want to ask.
Understand, like, how to get women, how to talk to women, how to not even seduce women, but like how to deal with women. A lot of men who have low self-esteem, who are getting taken advantage of in relationships, who are leaving themselves out in relationships, taking themselves for granted, allowing women to take them for granted, and never grew a backbone, never had any self-esteem, never required anything of the women they were dating, and allowed women to objectify them and use them. There were, like, as much as women deal with toxicity from men, men have dealt with toxicity from women. The thing is that the narrative has been, and this is for a long time, at least, and look, this is my opinion, you may not agree, the narrative that I've seen, I know that women have their, and I don't know how black women could disagree with this, but the narrative I've always seen in the black community has always been that black men are the problem. Black men are the issue. And that's it. Kevin Samuels was the first person, first black man to say to black women, okay, so what are you going to, what can men require of you if you're going to require this much of them? That's all. And I think that the only women that really had an issue with Kevin Samuels were just people who just didn't listen to what he was actually trying to say. And again, I'm out here trying to be the Kevin Samuels apologist, but I just don't understand what's the issue with saying, hey, if you want X, A, B, and C from a man, shouldn't you come with C, D, E, and F? Shouldn't you? Like, and I guess he didn't say that in a nice enough way. But look, we got more people on the line. Brittany, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. All right, let me answer the line. 925, you're on the line with Joe Stone. How you doing?
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? This ain't the first time I called the show. Let me say this real talk, bro. Why are black women celebrating a man is dead?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to hear things. When I found out, here's one thing, though. I'm close friends with one of his frat brothers. Like, he went on a line with this dude. And basically, because you know he could play a cop out of the side. So I'm going like this. I literally had to tell him, which is my damn probate leader, that his brother is gone. I had to tell my dean that his brother is gone. So I'm going like, he didn't find out. And he was going like, this can't be real. This can't be true. This can't be real. He just checked his phone about a couple of minutes ago. And he said, confirmed dead, unresponsive in his own apartment, died of cardiac arrest due to effect of stress. Ladies, let me say this real talk. Black women, do you know what the number one killer of a black man is, other than police brutality? It's stress and high blood pressure. That's the number one killer of us. Number one. And you know what the most stress we get from? And I say it as a black man. We get it from our own household. We get it from y'all. We're not the enemy. Just because a man told you the fucking truth doesn't mean that you can basically kill. Wish this man dead. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to step up your motherfucking game and say, you know what? I need to change my damn outcome. Because let me just say, there's too many bad bitches in this fucking world. There's not enough black queens. And I'm just being real. I'm just being 100. There are too many women that basically ain't got no mystery to themselves. Tell me I'm lying.
You make yourself. I ain't going to ride with all of this, but I feel where you're coming from.
Because let me say this, and this is too soon to make up. My partner, I literally tried to hook up with this girl. This girl basically was fine as hell, big booty, all that shit. She was dressed as conservative. My boy sent me here for her Instagram. Now, mind you, this girl wants the exact same thing. She's going like, oh, I want a man that basically da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I'm going like this, though. Your ass on Instagram is showing your ass and titties on Instagram. The same thing that Kevin Samuels is literally saying, how you going to find a husband and you're thinking like this?
Well, and again, that's the other thing that I think, and that's the other thing that confuses me. I get black women are mad, but I honestly think that, and I don't want to be, and I don't want to be the guy that disregards women's feelings. And I think that, I don't know. I wish that I could watch this with a woman and see where their perspective is coming from, because I've only seen them not like the tone. I've only seen them not like the disrespect. I never see them like disagree factually. And that's the other thing. I see women like disagree about, like, you know, maybe they didn't like his approach, but I don't see them saying anything when a woman calls in. And I think this is what it boils down to. I do not think women understand the pain, the pressure, the anger, the anxiety, the angst that comes along with being a man. I don't think that they understand what it's like.
No, I don't think they understand the fact that y'all number is 10 to 1. Mm. Y'all don't hear this thing. Here's the thing. For black women alone, women outnumber black men 5 to 1. Mind you, do your mathematics. You got to imagine our incarceration rate, the fatality rate, the fact that the high school dropout rate, you got to factor that. Only 59% of black men are considered as husbands. 59% out of 100. This ain't no made up nut numbers. Here's the thing. They literally said, if every black man got married to a black woman, there'd still be 4 women unaccounted for. 4 black women out of those. So I'm going like this. This ain't made up numbers. This is facts. So you going to say, here's the thing. You going to wish your man was 6 foot, $100,000 a year. Let me say this real talk. For 6 or 7 feet, that is damn only 10% of this country. So basically you wishing for God among men that every woman wants. That's what you wishing for. And for $100,000 a year, let me say this. If your man makes $40,000 a year, you can make that $40,000 man to a $100,000 man. It takes time. You want a man, but I'm going like this, though. If you invest in your time and your effort, your patience, your loyalty to this $40,000 man, that man has ambition to become an $80,000 to $100,000 man. It takes effort.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the other thing. That's why I say I don't think women understand our side of the conversation. And I'm not trying to say
really
women don't have some valid arguments regarding the delivery. All I'm saying is I don't think you understand what he was talking to in men and why that resonated. Because you got to think about it, ladies. If all of these men are saying this makes sense to us, there has
maybe
to be
you should listen.
There. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe you should listen.
There's not no mass, like conglomerate, like women saying, hey, A, B, and C. And then, like again, one thing Kevin Samuels said that was real, that was crazy is that if you have a woman in college right now, because of the expectations that she has, if she's in college, the men that's in the same classroom with her, she doesn't want to date because she knows that man is as broke as he is.
Say one more time for Jesus. I swear to God.
You don't want to date that man because he broke as you. You want to date the dude that's 5 or 10 years older who already made his, you know, couple of $100,000 a year, 6 figures a year, and that's your goal. You're not trying to build with the guy in college, and that's not what's happening. The women, and again, I also think that women who did not watch the show, who did not understand what was going on, they think that the type of woman that was calling in was them. Ladies, if you are a decent woman, the woman that was calling into that show and getting body slammed verbally was not
we're
you.
Not.
That's not you. If you can go get you a $60,000 a year man, or you're not tripping about the money and you love him for who he is and you're ready to sit there and be a wife and you don't have a problem like letting him be the man in the relationship or working with him, whatever, that's not you. The woman that he was disrespecting is the same woman that would look a man who makes $50,000 in the face and tell him that he's not good enough for her even though she makes $45,000.
And let me say this. You got to imagine this. You're going after a $100,000 man. You marry a $100,000 man that's 6 foot, well chiseled. This man is basically a Greek god with money attached to him. Don't you think that every single woman is looking at your man right now? So that means you got to fight even harder to keep this man.
Exactly. Hey, man, look, I got a lot of callers on the line, man. Thank you for calling in, and I appreciate it.
All right, one.
All right, man. Babs said he attacked women. How do you attack women, period, when they don't call? Babs, call in, man. Tell me the first three digits of your number. Call in. Comment the first three digits of your number to call in. I want to see what you got to say. Let's talk. Ellery Harris says, not even. Oh, she must be talking to somebody else. I know she ain't talking to me. And again, no, I wouldn't say he promoted it. I'm saying he was saying the reality. Topaz said, no, he actually promoted for women to date dudes older than them because they have more money. He would tell women they chose wrong if they choose the same age. No, I agree with what you're saying, but he was also speaking to as well the fact that the average woman in college don't want an average guy in college in 2022. She want the bags. She want the trips. She want the jets. She want the shoes. She want the lifestyle that you see on Instagram. And I feel like that has, I feel like, and this ain't even about Kevin Samuels. I feel like, and it's not even about women. And I'm not trying to bash women. I don't think women are the problem with what's going on right now in the black community. I think there needs to be healing on both sides. There needs to be open ears on both sides. Women need more realistic expectations and need to stop living in a fairy tale land. Men need to start being more honest and open, not only with their emotions and their feelings, but also with how they approach women and understanding that this woman is a human being and not an object that you can control. And that, yeah, maybe there needs to be a structure to your relationship or marriage, but that's still a human being with their own sense of autonomy. And you can't erase that. You know what I'm saying? But also, I feel like this is a very selfish generation, and a lot of women and men go into these relationships. And I think Kevin, and this is where I would say Kevin Samuels was wrong, and I feel like his rhetoric was wrong in this area. And a lot of people were like, well, you just defend, I got you 917. I'm going to let you on in a second. I got you, girl. And this is one area I think Kevin Samuels was wrong in, was that he did not tell people, look, number one, there needs to be healing on both sides. And number two, you need to listen to that man. That man has to listen to that woman. And you can't expect these outrageous things if you don't have them yourself. And like I said, I just think that was like a mix-up. I think there was like a hole in his delivery where he didn't say, like, okay, now it's time for y'all to come together. Now let's have these conversations. Let's bring black couples together. Like, okay, I didn't did enough beating on. I didn't beat this point into the ground. Let's go to the next evolution so we can actually start getting somewhere. Because like I said, one thing that he never addressed on both sides is that men and women are selfish as hell these days. Selfish as hell in relationships. Women go into relationships where he asks the woman what she wants. All she tell him is, I want a millionaire. I want a big house. I want three kids. I don't want to work. I want to sit at home and call my friends. I want them to be over 6'2". I want to have a big dick. I want them to do this. All these wants, do you want to be a wife? Same thing with the men. I wanted to have a big booty. I wanted to listen. I wanted to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you want to be a husband? And I will say this. He used to mention this occasionally, but marriage is about family building. Marriage is not a selfish act. A relationship is not a selfish act. It's not supposed to be, but it's too many times where men and women walk into these conversations. And I get why he went so hard on women, because it's been so long where no one has checked it. There has never been a man on planet Earth that sat down and told women as a whole, what you are expecting is absolutely insane. It doesn't make sense. And I know that it always didn't come out perfect, but I do think that there was good there, and I think there was something to be learned there, even if you were offended by how he delivered it. But I'm also not giving anybody a pass that thinks that just because you didn't like how he delivered something, that is like that gives you the right of way to disrespect him after he's dead simply because your opinions differ on the relationships with a nigga you was never in a relationship with, who you didn't have to click on and didn't have to watch. I'm just saying. I don't know, guys. Brittany, where you at on it, man? We got a whole bunch of people on the line. Yeah.
Where I'm at on it is, this is how I feel about Kevin Samuel. I feel like he came here, he did his job, and he did it well. He came in, he told the ladies, hey, these are the issues that you ladies are having if you're trying to get whoever you're trying to get. Let me know your problems, and I'll tell you how to correct it. You might not like the tone, but that's fine. You still will get the message. However they perceive the message, that's on them. But he still gave you the blueprint to the questions that y'all asked. He gave you the answer. And I feel like he gave you the answer that you probably didn't want to hear. But that's you. But a person who was listening, who had that same issue, who took it in like me, I was able to change those things and realize, oh, yeah, he's right. I see where he's coming from. Thank you, Granddad. I took it like a grandfather telling his granddaughter how she should be if she's trying to get whatever she just asked for.
And this is the thing. T was saying, I got T in the comments. She's being real mean in these comments. I mean, T, you can relax, bro. I know you get it, and I get that these conversations get heated. And I don't understand. I thought women would agree with that. I just said, see, and that's the thing. I got you, Baz. I'm about to answer you right now. I see you right now. And that's the thing I don't understand. Why is that controversial? See, and that's the other thing. I'm saying that both sides need correction. Both sides need to have a conversation. Both sides need to do better. I got women in the comments mad as hell. Smackwater, the number right there, bro, 563-999. Let me know if y'all don't see the number. 563-999-3778. Just call on the line, bro. Let me know what your area code is, bro. You 832, I'll let you on. Put your area code in the comments, bro. But I'm about to answer T. But, yeah, I don't understand, like, why you guys – are angry when I'm saying, hey, there's issues on both sides, and marriage is not a selfish expedition. That's not a selfish situation. If you're selfish, stay to your goddamn self.
I think they were upset because a lot of them had already made decisions that probably would stop them from getting what they were asking for. Not everybody, but some, like, you know, like some women, like you said, if you had multiple children and the father wasn't taking care of any of the kids and you were working a regular job and you weren't in shape and you want a six-figure man who, you know, he probably doesn't even frequent the places that you go for you to even run into him. So you're over here wanting something that you're not even in the area of. So, you know, they took it as, oh, I can't get that. And you're telling me I can't have something that I'm wishing for. So that comes the rage, of course, you know, but for a person who's like, who could actually change their situation, you know, they would do that. But some of these women couldn't change their situation from the decisions that they made. And when they heard, you know, how the men talked that he spoke to that were in the high range of money that they wanted, they realized they couldn't grab that bar. And that made a lot of women upset about that. So,
and you know why?
More of a bashing.
Mm-hmm. But you know why they were upset? Because they never in their entire life. Because they never in their entire lives had heard that shit. Men have to grow up knowing you have no value. A man has no value. A man has to go out and earn his value. You have to go die about that shit. You have to go build yourself. A woman don't give a fuck about you. You know what it's like being rich and being a man? Being rich is the only way a man can experience being a bad bitch, period. The average man. Now, you got some men who are, like, just absolutely gorgeous bodies, like Greek guys who like, walk into a room and women fall over them. But even those guys don't experience what a woman on the same level would experience. You get what I'm saying? Because still, at the end of the day, they may be gorgeous, but even then, the average woman is not going to come up and approach them. Men are born knowing you are worthless until you prove yourself. And then women got on Kevin Samuels' show thinking that they deserve the world, and he told them the truth, that no, you have ruined your worth, and nobody of this caliber is going to want to deal with you based on these factors. And, of course, it didn't always come out well, but, you know, I feel like that's exactly what he said. Hold on, let me this lady, she's been waiting for a minute, and I asked her to call in. I'm about to let her on. What's her name? Babs. I'm about to let you on, Babs, right now. 917, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call and entertaining a point of view that's different than what you're saying, because obviously I'm riled up. I'm all up in the comments.
And look, this is the thing. Before you start, real quick, and that's the other thing, guys. If this is your first time watching, I don't mind having controversial conversations, and the reason why I do a live call-in show is so that I can have opposing opinions. I'm not here to win arguments. I'm here to give my opinion and listen to yours. And we can disagree and still love each other, and we can still I can still follow. It doesn't have to be a negative thing, because that's what this show is about, having these hard conversations and talking about it and still being able to, like, be family at the end of it. So before you even started, I just want to start there. But go ahead. What you got?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sensing that, because this is my first time calling it. I think that I think there are a lot of different types of people in the world, and part of what's going on is way too many generalizations being thrown out there about what Black women are doing, aren't doing, who they'll date, who they won't date. I can speak for myself. I can speak for a fairly large population of like-minded Black women who aren't out here looking for, and even when we were younger, not out there looking for a rich man, you know, we built our lives. We just wanted someone to love and appreciate us. Some of us found them. Some of them didn't. Some of them, it didn't work out. There are all kinds of people with all kinds of situations. I think that what your comments, part of why they were so triggering for me, is because you were acting like, well, what he's saying makes sense. It's not objectionable. No, maybe the way he said it. But the way he said it was his whole shtick. When you play an animal noise, you can't say, oh, he's only talking about the women he's calling in. No, he was talking about fat women in general. He was talking about baby mamas in general. The fuel was the demeaning. The demeaning was the fuel of his empire. And to think, oh, well, we were just going to let that bounce off of our backs. And I'm not a baby mama. I'm not in a lot of these categories that he's talking about. But I just couldn't believe it's not even just a one-off person saying these things, but it's the hundreds of thousands of people co-signing. So if we were just saying, hey, men deserve respect, men, you know, should be equal partners in a relationship, women shouldn't be superficial, if we were just having those conversations and that's what Kevin was really about, I would never be on here. I agree with all of those things. But you can't say, oh, well, the way he delivered it is a side note, because no, the way he delivered it was the main event, and he enjoyed piercing people's souls. And yes, I watched it. It wasn't that I didn't see it, I didn't understand. I saw it. So what do you think the collateral damage of that being on the air and being so popular is for years? There are people that have been hurt by that. I watched the Red Table Talk with Kirstie, what's her name, the Miss USA, who committed suicide. And when her mom was talking about some of the issues she was facing, you know, she was freaking out because she was turning 30 and she thought no one was going to, she was too old. I mean, things affect people. Maybe they don't affect everybody. There's some women that aren't offended. They're not hurt, but there was a lot of people hurt by that. And the hurt was just ridiculed or dismissed. We are wounding each other in very serious ways. It doesn't take a fist. So all of us who on some level were hurt that our brothers were thinking like this, talking like this, accepting it, laughing at it, now he's dead, now we're supposed to wear black? And I'm not celebrating. I'm not dancing on his grave. I don't.
Now, hold on. Okay. Hold on 1 second. So. I will give you this. I appreciate you calling in because you did give me a new perspective that I did not have. And I agree with you that I assumed in the way men think, and I think this is the disconnect between men and women on this topic, because I never heard this perspective, and you made a great point. I want to acknowledge that you're right. It wasn't just a side note. It was a part of what he did, which was being disrespectful to women. I think that the reason why, and I don't disagree with you at all. I finally understand where it's coming from. I could not get it. But when you put it like that, like, yeah, you know, he did say a lot of good things, and yeah, maybe he could have worded it better, but it's deeper than that, because the show wasn't about just giving that particular brand of advice. The show was also about technically ridiculing that type of person. You know what I'm saying? I do understand where you're coming from. But with that being, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I personally have only seen it when a woman I don't want to say deserved it, but I mean, you know, the way a lot of women would come on, they would start off, and again, when we talk about emotions, right, I think that a lot of women don't understand how those conversations make men feel. So even when you got to understand, how do you think it makes the average man feel when you watch Kevin Samuels' show and then you watch almost every woman that calls on the show win a man with six figures and you only make $40,000 a year? Like, you think that's not harmful to the black man's psyche, to the man's psyche, to constantly be told that you're not enough? So I'm not trying to, like, equate it. Go ahead. What you about to say?
Are real. I don't think we should equate a man's worth with what's in his pocket. I don't think that's the only way to be high value. I do think there's incredible pressure on young men to be wealthy when that's not going to be realistic for them. I think those are valid points. But if I had a show that said, "Your lazy black ass need to get up and da 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 da," that's not. Come on now, none of y'all would listen to that.
And the
way that you're judged for money, the way that men are judged for money, women are judged for looks. Neither one of them is right.
Fair enough.
It's like, how can you only see your side of the equation? Women had grow up feeling not enough from the time they're damn near 10 years old. Their skin, their hair, their weight, their bodies, their face.
But to be fair,
nose,
a lot of that is perpetrated on them by other women. Women set the beauty standard
it's
for women.
You have a self-hatred problem. And I think that Kevin Samuels' toxic stew ginned up and played into our self-hatred problem in a very significant way. That's why I find it so upsetting. We are not each other's enemy. But if you can't stand back and say, hey, if I'm, as a man, have I ever, you know, if I don't want to hear Saweetie or whoever talking about if you ain't broke, you ain't got no pussy or whatever you said. I don't believe in that either.
Also, you got to, so with that being said, two things, and I'm not taking away anything that you said. I've already said I agree with part of your premise, and well, I would agree with most of it, honestly, at least when it comes to that aspect, when it comes to, like, you know, how what his show was built off of. But also, with that being said, what do we have to remember? It was a show. You know what I'm saying? Like, this literally was a show. Just because it wasn't on TV doesn't make it any less of a show. You get what I'm saying? And again, these women called in to be a part of the show, and because they knew exactly what kind of person they were calling to talk to. I mean, maybe in the beginning there was a lot of women who didn't know, but I would wager that before a woman called in, they would probably know what they were calling in for and have some type of background information on him. So it's like, yes, to a certain extent, I agree with you, but also those women subscribed
to the women who called in. The damage wasn't limited to the women. It has perpetuated a mindset. And I started off with the fact there's lots of different types of people in the world. There are people who, women who agree with Kevin Samuels. I'm not saying every woman feels like me. I know that's not true because I have spent time on his page. There are women that agree. But there are many of us who don't. And the people who don't are naturally not going to be on his page, so you don't hear their voices. So I'm just saying, just imagine, think of an analogy where it's your population who is, you know, there's always a-holes out there, male and female, out here saying ridiculous things. But when there's a movement forming based on against your identity and calling you out your name, oh, you got a bald spot, you short, you got a little dick, whatever it is, you broke, whatever it is, and there's a whole movement of millions of people behind it, that would be hurtful.
But also, you got to understand, this is, and I think
that's why it's a problem. And you wouldn't let a white person talk to you like that and say, oh, well, I'm just going to listen to the message. They're white and they're wearing a white hood, but, you know, there's some good nuggets in here I'm going to try to listen to. You wouldn't listen to it because you wouldn't think you deserve that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we should be comparing Kevin Samuels to the KKK. But what I will say is, and also I think a big place where men and women miss each other on this, and I think that if you ask men how they felt about this, and again, we are generalizing, but, you know, that's something we got to do in this conversation, unfortunately. But what I will say, if you ask the average man, he will say that Kevin Samuels was a response. Everything Kevin Samuels did, everything who he was, the people that supported him, was a response of men feeling trampled for decades, for feeling forgotten about, feeling objectified, feeling worthless, and there was no outlet for that feeling. There was no mouthpiece for that perspective, and I feel like that's the reason why he blew up, as much as because of his theatrics with women, but more so because men had never seen another man, especially a black man, stand up and say, you know, carry yourself with that in that way. Because even if you didn't like maybe every conversation, you have to admit there were conversations that you would probably respect, and you could see why a man would respect that conversation. That, I mean, not all of them, but you know, some of them. So with that being said,
I think it was a lot like Trump. There was some truth buried in his spew, just like Trump, just like Donald Trump. There's some truth buried in it, and it's that nugget of truth that's true that amplifies you believe in everything else or buying into everything else he says. He wasn't always wrong, but he didn't take time to step back and say why. Let's say every black woman in America signed up for the Kevin Samuels program, and we said, oh, we're getting in line. Okay, we're going to do that. We would still have a problem. That is not the root cause. He was tapping into a
many root causes. I say that it was many root causes, and I will also say that simply by Kevin Samuels being Kevin Samuels and rising to fame, I feel like there was more attention and conversation regarding, and I would even say at the end of the day, positive conversation, regardless if you want to admit it or not, conversation that happened due to his rise. Because I feel like there was no conversations regarding these topics before him, and they were still plaguing our communities and our people, and no one addressed them. So maybe it wasn't addressed in the best way, but there was no one saying the things that he was saying. Mm-hmm. And somebody also said, a lot of women keep making fun of him in the comments saying, well, these black men were weak, you know, y'all needed a father figure, da da da. Yes, 100%. You understand that there has been a epidemic of single mothers and young boys growing up with only mother figures, no fathers. And he spoke to a generation of men who didn't have fathers. Some men learn how to wear a suit from Kevin Samuels. Some men learn how to talk to women and
hygiene. He was kicking the dog. That's the problem. He was kicking the dog. And I don't disagree with you completely, because I think there are conversations that men haven't had, didn't know how to have, express their needs, express their pain. And he tapped into that. But he did it so, just like Donald Trump tapped into the pain.
We cannot
the
be, you cannot
no,
be comparing
the same
two playbook. Different things.
It's the same playbook. I won't equate him to the KKK. But it is very similar to, you know, grievance and then exploit it. And then, you know, and the root causes of none of this were ever really examined. I've seen many women come on his show with an attempt to ingratiate themselves towards him. But he would find the thing to attack them on. And a lot of times it's because they have a child. And again, I'm not a single mother. So that I'm not even just self-defending or feel like, oh, I lost my value. No, I'm saying this on behalf of the fact that it's not right.
Well,
and
I mean,
yes, a lot of black
men. That's a real thing. I think that women did, and this is the other thing. I think really women in general, and I think Brittany, my co-host, alluded to this, was just like women found out. And I think the disrespect was a big part. But I don't think this was really about disrespect. I think that was definitely a significant part of it. But I think the other side of that coin was that women just didn't like what they were hearing. They just didn't like the information.
I've been hearing versions of this because I have been in a lot of, I'm not trying to sound funny, but I've been in a lot of high-value environments. You know, a lot of people he would consider high-value men. I guess I would be one by his standard, whatever. I have four brothers. I was raised with my dad. I've been in a lot of conversations. So it's not like, oh, my gosh, I've never heard. I've been in a lot of environments.
I'm talking about women in general. Women in general had never heard this. Or, like, in general, this wasn't a conversation. I had never heard this. I had never – the things, some of the topics and the things, that, especially when it comes to the upper level of manhood, when it comes to being a high-level, high-value man, or when it comes to being a wealthy man or a man with means, like, I don't think people really understand, like – There are, and you should know this, right? You say you dated a lot of, or you were around those circles with high-value men. There is a way to be a high-value man. There is a way a high-value man, and I'm saying high-value man, but I don't mean it in his way. I'm just saying like a wealthy man or whatever. in these circles. Mm-hmm. There is a way that they move. There is a way they're taught to move. There is a way, there is what's the word? There is a procedure. There is there are things that come along with that that I would have never known unless there was a Kevin Samuels, because I was a man who was born into poverty and became a high value man of my own accord, of my own muscle. And when I got to that place, knowing there was nobody there to tell me how I should go about carrying myself in this new realm, now that, or what I deserve, or how I should be going forward. So, you know, there's a lot of positive as well.
I do think that he was a role. I think he had a wonderful platform to be a role model in a lot of different ways. And he didn't need to be squeaky clean and perfect. I'm not saying he had to be out here doing prayer circle and that he couldn't ever send it to somebody straight. But at a certain point, he just liked to twist the sword. And I was like, yo, you're already here. You don't need to do this anymore. But that's just who he was, sadly, rest in peace. But that's what he enjoyed, I guess. And that's what got him the views. So people like to tap into other people's pain and exploit. And I think that's what he did. But at the same time, did he bring forth a conversation about men thinking about their wants and needs? Yes, he did. Did he do it in the right way? Not in my opinion.
Well,
but
look,
I mean,
I think that's a good place to stop. I really appreciate your opinion, and yep. I appreciate you calling in. And I appreciate you being open-minded as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Okay, we got 8 callers on the line. Brittany, how you doing? You hanging in there with me?
I'm hanging in there with you.
Smack, you want to come on? Where you at? Hold on, I just saw Smack. Hold on, Smack, I think this is you right here. 832-570.
Yeah,
you?
That's me.
Hey,
yeah.
Bro, you breaking up. Call back in. You breaking up.
I'm breaking up?
Yeah, like real bad. Yeah.
Hold on. All right. Hold on, I'm still breaking up?
Yeah, it's like popping and stuff.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you. It's just popping and stuff in the back. Wait. Yeah,
got a ragged-ass phone. Let me call back in. I'm going to call back in.
Bet, I got you. I got my guy Smack Water. Smack Water is a big influencer, Instagrammer, podcaster, internet celebrity, shock jock, big in hip-hop, big in the culture, big in the community, known for having a brash personality and saying what's on his mind and not giving a fuck and usually calling you a cake-ass nigga at some point. Let me see. I had to give him a little intro while we waited on him. Let me see. Hopefully it's clear now. Hello?
Yeah, you hear me now?
Are you clear now? You got it. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up with it?
I said, what you got to say, man? Kevin Samuels is dead. How you feel about it?
Yeah, man. It kind of threw me for a loop because I seen it all reported before it was confirmed when they was on Twitter way earlier today, and I hollered at my partner Gooch out on the West Coast about it, and we, you know, I had been monitoring the situation because they said it wasn't confirmed, and once I seen it was confirmed, I all kind of threw for a loop because, you know, I was a fan of Kevin Samuels because for the simple fact that a lot of women, the thing about Kevin Samuels is that a lot of women always say they want a real man, and Kevin Samuels was a dude who let women know really what men thought and how men talked and how men expressed themselves. This is how they wanted Kevin Samuels to water himself down, but yet you wanted him to be real at the same time. Well, if you wanted me to be real, well, this is what real is. This is what men think. This is what men say. This is when it's closed doors and we just talking amongst ourselves. This is how we conduct ourselves. So I'm giving you everything, the glory of a man, who a man really is behind closed doors. You want to know what we think, what we feel, our emotions? Well, this is it. Sometimes we just want to tell you to sit down and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't want to hear that.
Of course not.
They don't want to hear that. Man, it's a lot of time. You know I'm holding back because you already know what I do on every day. You know what I'm saying? And I know your show is a little more, you know, mainstream and down the road. So, I keep it PG. But, like, women, I try to educate and school them every day. They be hiding me every day because of how my delivery. Because I'm going to give it to you like Jesus gave, like God gave it to Moses on the mountain.
Now, how do you,
I ain't gonna cut.
Have you seen the women celebrating him being, have you seen the comments or
yeah,
did you see that?
I seen that monkeyness, man. You know, it's everybody going to feel how they want to feel, man. I'm not here to tell somebody how to feel because, you know, Kevin Samuels hurt a lot of their feelings, man. He heard a lot of their feelings. Women talking about, it don't apply to me. Why you mad then? He talking about a specific person, a specific type of person. I just done a post day before yesterday on my page about it. People all in my comments all the time talking about, that ain't everybody, that ain't me. Well, I'm not talking about you. If it ain't you, he not talking about you. He's talking about a specific type of individual. That he talked, whenever he was real clear, one thing I can say about him, anytime he spoke or to whom he was speaking about, he was clear and could, like his very last famous thing that just went viral right before he passed. That's, those are some crazy last words to have the world know you by, way. Call the women leftovers. Crazy. You seen that?
What he call him?
You ain't see that way. He said if you 35 years old with a kid and ain't married, you not a main course, you leftovers.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
You
hey, that made me mad. And look, and this is the
he,
thing.
But see, women don't listen. I had a conversation with a female about this because she got mad because I told her. I say, hey, man, if you older and you got kids, it don't, a man don't care about that you established it. The only man that care about that you got a house and you got money is a bum dude.
Facts.
Who needs you for that.
Facts.
A man, listen, a man that could take care of himself and could do for himself, he don't need you. He want, women want to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be needed, go get you a bum dude, but you're not going to have you a well-established dude, a solid man, and he needs you. I don't need you. I pay my own bills. I'm comfortable. I stay by myself. I'm peaceful. I don't have to tell nobody to shut up. I don't want to be bothered. I can cook. I can clean my house, stay clean. Anytime a female come in, first thing, what gal stay here with you? Nobody. I take care of myself. I'm a whole grown man. I'm good. I don't need you. And women got to understand that. You're not going to have a man that's established, that's doing well. He don't need you, especially a rich dude. I can have any woman that I want. What I want to put up with you for, especially if you got baggage. I could go give me an 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old little thing, little tender thing that we could party all night, enjoy ourselves, and she get up and I get her Uber and get up out of here.
Facts. If you can choose, you're not choosing. Hey, facts. Hey, facts. If you can
you think,
choose,
do you think, let me ask you something, Joe. Let me ask you something. Do you think a man is leaving a 35-year-old woman with kids for another 35-year-old woman with kids?
Ooh.
Come on.
Talk that.
They don't want to hear that, man. They don't want to hear that. That hurts. Now, I'm being disrespectful. I'm being mean. That's the truth. If you take 1 million men, put them in a room, and you tell them, hey, man, you could have any woman on earth, at 1 million married men with gals, and tell them you could have any woman on earth you want, and your wife and your gal won't never find out about it. You just created 1 million secrets. But they don't want to hear that.
Facts.
They want to be lied to because they've been fed fairy tales since they was little girls. They want the Prince Charming. That's why they always come across these F boys. F-N words. I know you middle of the road. All you got to do, I tell them all the time, you can get any woman you want to. Just tell a big lie. The bigger the lie, the more she going to fall for it.
I ain't even going to say, I ain't never been that guy, but I know a lot of the guys that was that guy who still are that guy.
Man, I know, boy, I got a partner so tough, he tell lies and believe him himself.
Man, I had a nigga that used to tell bitches he had a spaceship. And they gonna buy it.
Yo.
It's just me.
Brittany,
damn. Yeah, I'm here.
When if I ever stop finding him, start talking to him, tell him to wait, I'll call back again.
All right, your phone breaking up.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, it's doing the robot thing.
I'll call back again. Hold on. I'm going to smack on his way. Smack, if there, just give me a second, bro. I'll call back again. My phone's tripping. Give me 2 seconds. I'll call back and I'll be back on.
Joe.
He coming back in. He's calling back in.
Yeah, I'm already. Oh, Joe, he called out now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, man, but, you know, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. I was a fan. I know everybody was a fan, and I know they felt like he was disrespectful. And at a lot of times, Kevin was harsh and critical, but, you know, we need that, man. Everybody is so soft and so everything just, you hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm going to cancel you. Oh, I'm going to report you. Hey, man, I don't care. If somebody says, I laugh. If it's the truth, man, I welcome the truth. Let me tell you something. Last time I got out the penitentiary, Stone, I went to a comedy show, man. I went and seen Blame and Comedian Grow. Oh, man, they some fools, too. But Blame the Comic went in on me. He got down. Man, I'm all on the floor laughing. And he told me, he said, man, when you walk, because I had just got out. I was cock diesel. And he was like, man, I was scared to say so. I was like, man, this dude going to beat me up. He said, man, but you a good sport, man. I said, man, I came to a comedy show to laugh. They called Kevin Samuels for whatever they got.
Thanks. I mean, like I said, you can't tell somebody how you feel. You got to accept some people's glasses. And I guess it's
I'm still here, man. I ain't going to hold you up, man. You got a hot topic tonight, man. Appreciate you tapping in, bro. Hit me up when you headed back to the city, man. And I'll probably be down there because I got to come down there to Atlanta and do the 85 South show with Carlos and Chico and DC them. I'm just waiting to lock that in. But when I shoot that way, I'll show holler at you.
Hey, bro, we're in town. Shit, I think we're on your town. You know.
Yeah, already, my G. Go on, do your thing, man.
All right, bro.
Already.
Hey, my friend, Smith Waters be on the 85 show. Looking out for that. Smith Waters for him.
Well, I couldn't really just hear. It was kind of breaking up just now over the phone. But what I got to say is, like you said, rest in peace, Kevin. I feel like he gave us a great delivery. I think everybody should respect him for the craft that he had and the advice that he gave that was positive. He did help a lot of people out. And even if somebody does say something that you don't like, if it didn't actually harm you, you know, don't wish bad on nobody if it didn't actually harm you.
Hold on, I'm saying I'm picking up again. Let me try to call in. I'm over damn son. What's up, guys? What I'm not going to do is lie on this show. Women have been celebrating. I have seen it my goddamn self. You can go to Clubhouse right now, and you can go into any Clubhouse room. I'm pretty sure there's a woman clapping in there. If you go to Twitter right now and scroll down your timeline, you will see a bunch of women doing this. If you go down, I'm pretty sure your Facebook and Instagram, you will see it in the comments. Don't play with me because I will pull it up now, okay? I don't like that shit. What we're not going to do is lie. That's not a thing. We're not lying about what happened here. That's not a thing that I'm playing with. And again, if all I'm saying is that is disgusting. I don't think it's cool. If you think it's cool for people to laugh, simply because then that's you. If you think it's cool to laugh at a dead man dying just because he died, that's you. I don't think it is. But hold on. Let me get to the rest of these guys. 310, I got it. Oh, wait, 424? Okay, hold on. I got you, bro.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right, cool. What's going on, man? First off, man, I want to say, man, amazing show, amazing setup. I've watched your growth for a while now, man. I've been a follower for
a minute, man.
See you on the side. Yeah, man. So good stuff. I actually wanted to talk a little bit about the lady that you just had on, man, because, you know, every time I like to talk about something, you know, I'm somebody that also talks live as well. So I like to get real surgical with it, like Denzel from Training Day. You know, I like to break it down piece by piece.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to, you know, just give off some quick key points. I'm not going to be too long-winded. I'm going to be really quick about this. But I'm going to say five key points, and I'm going to just go into them really quickly. And I know you like quick and easy, man. So we're going to get this out the way, man. Mm. Number one, the thing about Kevin Samuels that made him unique is that he was succinct. Very straightforward, very straight to the point. That in itself is rare. It's hard to consume a lot of information nowadays because people are very long-winded. So because Kevin Samuels was able to just kind of bite-size everything, that's what made his message travel more, right? And that bite-sizing is kind of what makes him sound so harsh. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when we want to give uncomfortable truths, we tend to convolute the message. Oh, you know, you want to give somebody like a bad story, you're going to say, so what happened was me and the homie, like, nah, he would just be like, yo, look, we got shit. You got robbed. Like, he would just come straight with it, and it would hurt because it's so rare to get that type of message like that. That's pretty much it. Number three, I want to talk about the point of her talking about him hurting feelings. You know, what he did actually was disarm people. You know, there were a lot of women who would call into a show, and they would call in really hot with a head full of steam. They're coming in ready to, you know, do battle, go to war to defend their opinions, like most people do when they have an opinion that they hold closely to, right? What Kevin Samuels did is he disarmed people, you know? And I haven't watched many of his shows. I've only watched like a couple clips of his shows, but from what I've seen of him, I never got a hint that he was trying to be dishonest. And that's the point. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
he never tried to be dishonest.
But we've never talked about dishonest. Go ahead, kick that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, we're not talking – let's talk about honesty. You get what I'm saying? Like, the truth of the matter is this. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are familiar with Tinder, right? You know, not many people know this, but I have a Tinder account. I never talk about it, but I have a Tinder account, you know. Even myself, you were talking about yourself, Joe, about being high value. You know, Kevin Samuels made me question myself. I'm somebody that has $1 million, you know what I'm saying, real spill. And when Kevin Samuels broke out what a high value man is, I had to sit and question, am I a high value man? Because it's not about the money. He listed some very key points. He said, look, being a high value man means you also have the respect of
other
high
value
men. You're acknowledged in that circle, right?
Facts.
So, you know, she's talking about being hurt. Shit, I was fucking hurt. You feel me? Here I am sitting here. I worked hard my whole fucking life. I got the money. I'm sitting here. And now I'm like, damn, do I got the respect of all of my peers? You know what I'm saying? I got a couple, like, people know my name, but do I got them all like that? Like, I got self-conscious. So, but that's the thing about men. We're used to being in that situation. We're used to having to question ourselves. We're used to being criticized, and we're used to taking it in stride, you know? A lot of women are not used to that. And therefore, you know, they're going to go off hill. You know, if they get questioned, it's a big problem because it's rare. For us, we like, okay, that's part of the game. He talks to women how he would talk to men, basically.
No, I agree. And one thing, someone says, y'all let a man, T. Brown says, y'all let a man with two failed marriages make you question who y'all are. Y'all listen to anyone. No, that's not what we're talking about. You said exactly what I said. I think me and you probably had like a similar experience. I ain't made a million yet. Hopefully in the next couple of years I will. But like.
Oh, you on your way, bro. You on your way.
Appreciate that. But that's the thing I had to realize too. And I don't think only men who are built a certain way and like going a certain place understand what you just said. I don't even think a woman can understand what you just said because I had the exact same realization. I said the same thing to myself and I realized like that's what you're supposed to do. And then I started realizing like, oh, this is what all these guys are doing. I just didn't realize that that's what was happening here. Like I didn't know that as a man, part of my job was supposed to be building relationships with other men of equal value or at least on the level
exactly.
that I'm trying to go to or are on. Like, you know what I'm saying? But nobody told me
facts.
That. I'm, like you said, I was like you. I'm just getting my money in the corner, staying to myself and didn't understand not only that you should be doing that, but why should you be doing that? Because it's bigger than just, oh, I want these guys to know my name. No, because those are relationships. That is more business. That is when your son walks into a room in 20 years, maybe you don't have your money anymore, but or he doesn't have your money, but he has your name. And because of who you are to those other men, mm-hmm. his path will be laid out before him. You know, and it can work the opposite way. It can work. If your daddy was a fuck nigga and you tried to go, you know what I'm saying, open up a business and your daddy done scammed everybody in town, they probably not going to give you a loan. Nobody's going to help you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that is facts.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't understand. Like, those were gems that men did not know. And I don't say men in general.
We didn't know that. Say, we didn't know
we
that.
Didn't, I didn't know. And especially black men who had to build themselves up. And like I said, like, he played the position of a mentor to a lot of men because I just don't think they understand, like, being a man is hard and you don't really get all the rules. And even if you had a dad, maybe you didn't have a dad that ever became a millionaire. So he can't tell you what you're supposed to be doing. He only mm-hmm. made 60 his whole life. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of women in these comments are, like, making fun of men because, you know, we found value in the things that he said. But I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, I don't find value in certain women that y'all follow, or what the fuck are y'all even talking about? That's weird. I don't know.
I just want to say one more thing, man. This is probably like my last two key points right here. So I'm going to say one thing about Kevin Samuels that I think a lot of women don't appreciate about him, but is one thing that I noticed because, you know, my background is psychology. You know, right now I trade stock options. You know, I'm an app developer, but my original, what I went to school for was psychology. And the first thing that I noticed about Kevin Samuels is he never criticized the woman on what she didn't have the power to control. Never. Not one time. A woman never exactly. got on Kevin Samuels' show and he was like, oh, I don't like your nose. I don't like your eyes. No. It was he would criticize things like life choices. Okay, are you taking care of your weight? Did you properly build your family the right way? Like everything he criticized somebody on was something within their means of control. And that's really powerful because there's a difference between, you know, insulting somebody and giving them criticisms on things that they need to take power of. And that's what Kevin Samuels did. And that's what made him so unique. A lot of people don't pick up on that.
No, I agree. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in and giving a positive look at his life. And I'm still hoping that we wake up tomorrow and this was all like some type of weird internet.
Oh, man, I wish.
I hope so, man. But, hey, man, thank you for calling in. I definitely appreciate it, man. Make sure you call in again, bro.
No doubt, my guy.
Thank you so much. All right. Let's see what else we got, guys. What the hell is my – oh, shit. Okay, cool. Let me get to some of these – a lot of the women in these comments are mad. And that's the other thing. Brittany, what you think of that?
I told you why they're mad. They're mad because of the decisions that they made for what they were asking for. It becomes unattainable to a certain extent.
And it hurts.
So mm-hmm. if they – and it hurts. But that don't mean celebrate somebody's death because they told you the truth. Now you can give this information to your nieces, your daughters, you know, your homegirls that are in better situations if this is what they want. Like, pass on the knowledge. I mean, I understand it probably didn't work for you, but guess what? You now know some information to pass on. I look at it like he was a grandfather that told us it from back in the day. He just gave it to us raw, but I loved it. I took it in and it worked.
Facts. And this is the thing. I really thought that this show was going to be on a different note, in a different tone. I've done shows after some. I did a show after Mo was died, Mo 3, Houston rapper slash singer and well, artist in general, real good artist, real important to Texas and shit, every city in Texas. And so and it was a very somber moment, and it was just a very – I got to feel, as a fan of Mo's, I got to get like a little bit of a release and like vibe with his fans and like appreciate what he brought to the game. And even though it wasn't all positive, whatever the hell, like, you know, I got to get, you know, some mourning done for someone I admired. You know, I wasn't crying in the stream, but, you know, I got to express myself and I got to let other people express themselves. And I think that maybe there was some healing for the people that were really hurting and were really big fans. And I thought that this show would be down that same road. Like, I thought that that would be the tone of this show. That was actually why I was excited to do it, because I didn't allow myself to process his death before I kind of got the news, and then I got to go to work because this is my job. And I thought we would be on a different point. I didn't think that I'd be here defending his actions or having to have conversations about, I mean, I guess maybe it was a little naive to think that I wouldn't have to have conversations about what he stood for. I just didn't think that that would be the conversation tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought the conversation tonight would be about, you know, him telling women they need to get their shit together, but it'd be about, you know, the fact that we lost a prominent member of our community. He was ours. He never tried to not be ours. Maybe you didn't like him. If you didn't think that he was, you know, you didn't like what he had to say, but, you know, he was a black man who built his business, and I don't think he harmed anyone. I think at the end of the day, and I don't know if women who don't like Kevin Samuels will ever admit this, but I definitely think that he did more harm than good. Maybe he disrespected a few women, and maybe he hurt a few feelings along the way, didn't handle every situation appropriately. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, his irritation with having to have the same conversation over and over bled through after a while. And sometimes in some of the conversations, it didn't go as well as it could have. I understand that. But I also think that in general, the conversations that it inspired, the dialogue, the way the men that he did help and the women like yourself that he helped. Because, again, you don't get to be that popular without people finding value in what you have to say. He wasn't popular because people loved to hate on Kevin Samuels. Let's make that clear. That's not what happened here. He wasn't a Howard Stern. That wasn't his position. He was popular because people, men and women, liked what he had to say. Women called into the show because they wanted to learn how to attract the kind of man that he was, or that he knew that he had knowledge of. And so I think that he brought more positive than negative, and I wanted to focus on that. And I get that maybe people are hurt or were hurt. And then I had a friend of mine, Janice, she was in the comments, and I got you, Seven. I got you, Neil. You're the next person. I got you. I think that his place in people's lives is deserving of the celebration his death is receiving. That's my guy, Adrian. I don't know what you mean by that. But yeah, and also T Brownstone Hughes said that I was lying when I said women are on the internet celebrating his death. Well, cool. I'm going to go to Twitter and I'm going to show you guys so you guys know I'm not lying, because you know Joe Stone going to bring you the receipts. I want the facts. I got you. Here we go. The first tweet, 11 minutes ago, at Hello Jay, good for Kevin Samuels. That doesn't sound.
Wow.
That was the first. That's the first. Good job. That's okay. Cool. Let's see. And again, it's not all women, but the fact that anyone's doing this is terrible. But let's go. Let's go. First of all, this is another woman who changed her username to that nigga dead laughing my ass off.
Oh my God.
That's the username. That's her screen name on Twitter, and then the actual tweet says, Kevin Samuels told women to buy a dog and die alone. Now look at him dying alone, laughing my ass off. Yeah, crazy, right? Let's see. And again, it's not all women, but to act like that's not what's happening here is disingenuous at best. And the reality is it's a lie, because I ain't having to scroll far to find what I'm looking for. Like I said, we just found two, and then we only been looking for like 30 seconds. As a matter of fact, let me go to the top comments. First of all, look at this meme. There's a meme right here that says, you're a sick person if you're celebrating Kevin Samuels' death. And then there's a woman, a picture that says me, and it's like a woman with like the AirPods in her nose to make it look like she had a breathing machine and, you know, playing like she's sick. Because, you know, people, you're a sick person if you're celebrating Kevin Samuels' death. That's the top. That's you know, okay. That's not happening, I guess. I'm just making that up. Here goes another woman. Y'all mad at people for celebrating that Kevin Samuels died but didn't care when he was spewing a bunch of sexist, misogynistic bullshit. Please cry me a river. Women are, well, I would argue that's not celebrating. That's her talking about women celebrating. But the fact that women are commenting on the fact that women are celebrating says that what? Women are celebrating. All right, just had I just had to make sure. I'm not going to do this all night because we got plenty of callers on the phone. I told one, we got six people. The phone lines is blasted, and I just told somebody I was going to answer. I got you in a second, 760. But I just had to prove my point that Tia was completely wrong and that there are women doing this, and that is what's happening. So even if it's not every woman, and I never said it was, the fact that it's happening at all is disgusting. It's disgusting behavior. And it's not about Kevin Samuels being worthy. Like, it says more about you than it does about Kevin Samuels.
Exactly.
If you are celebrating his death, it says more about you than it does about him. Let's be honest. We got to remember, he is not like Kevin Samuels never hurt anybody. Nigga told his opinion and talked to people that called into his show. Let's keep it in context. And I feel like with this woke generation, and when people like feel outraged or feel angry about something, they can't just be angry or outraged about that thing. They have to escalate it to the highest level because it can't just be what it is. So like woman that called in was like, he's like a Donald Trump, or he was like the KKK. Like, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
how do you even get that level?
There's levels to this game, and he could just be a guy that was disrespectful to women. It doesn't have to raise to the level of, you know, the intellectually lazy thing that people say, oh, well, he was almost as bad as Hitler, or he was the Hitler of this. Like, it doesn't have to raise to that level. He can just be a guy you didn't like who said some things on the internet, and it could just be that. It don't have to be escalated to the highest level. That's when you start participating in lower level energies, and like I said, it says a lot more about you than it does him. But anyway, we got another caller waiting. I think I'm probably gonna take a couple more. Let's see where we at. 760. I know you've been waiting a long time. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Yeah, today's a sad day, man. Sad, sad day. Nah, Kevin. Kevin was trying to wake some of these people up, man. This one kind of hit hard because, I mean, our community is suffering. Like, if you look around, and he spit nothing but facts. I mean, when you look back at what he was trying to say, back in the 60s, the black community was married at an 80% rate. Mm. Now, one in four black women will marry in their lifetime. You know, so he's speaking to these issues, you know, all these baby mamas and single parents, and these kids are not growing up to be the best individuals. You know, when they have a father in the home, you give them the best chance, you know. So he was addressing a lot of issues in our community. And for these women to take the messages, you know, some of the clips that you see on, like, Shade Room and some of these, you know, and twist it. His main thing was trying to get you married. Okay, let's look at this. Feminine, fit. What is wrong with this message? Feminine and friendly. That was one of his messages.
That was the
moment. That's what we want. That is what we want. If you can't hear that and you're masculine, a masculine man is not going to choose a masculine woman. Why are so many of our women so damn masculine? I don't get it. They're not going to get chosen like that. You know, it's like a battle with them, you know? And I think they need, you know, instead of just picking up on his, you know, how you feel like he was disrespecting this one, or look at how he was approached by some of these people that called in. You expect him to – he matched energy. That was the thing about Kevin. He always matched their energy. If they came at him sideways, he went back at them sideways. I think the issue is black women just don't like being called out on stuff. It just – that's how it is right now. It's like as soon as you call them out on something, they go into attack mode. You know, and it's sad because they're the ones that need to be really listening, because 9 times out of 10, they're the single ones, and nobody's choosing them. Nobody's marrying them.
And I think that another part of his message that was lost in the chaos was that women in general, and not even women, people in general, and it's two things. It's selfishness and it's accountability. First of all, I think that on both sides, the rhetoric has become me, 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 me. And that's not a relationship. That's not a marriage. That's not shit. That's just you being selfish. Also accountability, and I think that's what hurt a lot of women when they found out, like, look, Nicki Minaj, we can talk about free love. We can talk about, you know, we all ditch your religion. We can talk about everybody, you know, let's not police women's body and let's not slut shame. And we can say that we're not going to teach our daughters. We're going to be more sexually open with our daughters and da, 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 da. And not saying that these things are wrong.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I think his phone clicked out. I'm the co-host, so we got to wait for him to come back in.
Okay, just I'll wait.
Yeah, he gonna realize when we don't say anything, he gonna find out.
I know this shit has been doing that.
I'm back. Sorry about that. But I was saying at the end of the day, I think that the accountability aspect through as the person's, I'm not saying it's all about women. I'm saying that all sides, this is an issue. But when it comes to women, I think they have to deal with the consequences heavier to come to having children, when it comes to their promiscuous. So when you teach that or we live that, then we have a generation. We're getting older now and realize living like that didn't give you life that you thought you were going to have. Because now, because you decided it was going to be 20s and you're around and get some kids, and maybe you try to do it the right way, you get the wrong guys too early, you know, got married too quick, didn't do your research, was moving too fast, and then you had a baby. Unfortunately, you shouldn't work for him because now the dating world is hard for you. And the big problem is like, Samuel told Ben why they were experiencing the reality they were experiencing and they didn't want to do with it.
Right.
So like,
there's
a reason why we were going. I'm going to say something. This is what kept saying. I don't want to talk about my own family and stuff. My mama, she's about six. Her mom, she's getting a millionaire. My mom is a grown-ass woman that's divorced. Got two grown kids, like grown up. I'm grown up. Got my own family, my own wife, got my own son. And she's a grandmother. And she thought her to look to her ass. She was a millionaire at her age. It doesn't matter. And why? Because 60, two kids, and divorce, a man age that has $1 million is going to want to hate you, mom. You know why? Because I'm a 30-year-old or 40-year-old hell.
Right.
After with kids and can have a body, and can run off to the sunset. You offer anything he wants. That's unfortunate. So you have to stay married and make marriage hard because you do get divorced. It's going to be hard out here for you. And I think this is a lot of things women are going to hear. And again, I'm not being so bad.
Yeah.
And my opinion are the reason for everything wrong in relations and marriage between black men and women. I'm saying this is an aspect of and something that we do not want to hear. The
right.
Men think they need to address as well. Go ahead, man. Talk about that.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to bring up, too, Kevin Samuels spent the first 5 years of his career talking to men. He was talking to men. He was helping them, trying to get level up, how to, you know, dress, what to... You know, how to find these women, you know, the women you want to, you know, how to attract them. He spent his first part of his career talking to men, and he talked to us crazy sometimes, you know. So, you know, I went back and looked at his videos. He got popular to me when he, you know, in recent years, but I went back and looked at his old stuff, and I saw what he was talking about. He was talking to men, you know. So for women to say now, you know, the last 2 years he's been talking to them, now they're pissed off as hell. And it's like, wait, you know, we need a voice like his. We need, you know, he spent some time talking to men. We understand what we need to do. You know, men, we learn from the world real quick. You know, like it is what it is for us. With women, it's like they can live in this dream world. And sometimes you need that voice to kind of bring you down and wake you up for you to get the result you want. You know, so
a lot of times when we called in, they called in because they were suffering.
Right.
Because they lost. They were confused about how we did it. Because it was relevant. In fact, they were giving me information that's going to better my life, probably make me a better man, a better husband, a better boyfriend, a better whatever. And
exactly.
I didn't have this information. So I don't really give a fuck if you say, I'm a fucking you're right. And we're used to receiving correction in an aggressive and abrasive manner. So we expect to be taken into consideration. We, on the other hand, still expect it, regardless that their opinions are supposed to be taken into consideration. And I just don't think they gave a fuck.
No, I was just going to say, you know, and you can feel there's an agenda out there, man. There's masculinity, you know, especially black male masculinity is under attack. It's been under attack for a while. You know, when Chappelle's talking about men in dresses and you see him, you know, Kevin Hart in a dress, this one in a dress, that one, Westbrook in a dress, it's under attack. And our women are more masculine. That's just facts. That's facts. So and for Kevin Samuels, that was a problem. That was a problem for us as men. We can't have our women be more masculine than us, or trying to compete for who's more masculine. That ain't gonna work. That never works in a relationship. You know. So and what we want is not a masculine woman. That's not what we want as men. I'm talking generally, you know, unless you want one of these, you know, your previous caller calling fuck boys, you know, or, you know, one of these more feminine men, like, is that what y'all want? Because that's not for me, you know? So, I don't know. We lost a good one, man. We lost a strong voice, you know, some of these women that needed to hear his voice aren't going to hear it now, and I really hope we wake up tomorrow and this ain't true, man. I really hope, because we need that voice in our community, man. If he's gone, we need another one. So, like, for real.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you're calling in. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast. If you're on Instagram, make sure you click on my subscribe to my podcast. I miss any part of it. It will be tomorrow. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're on Facebook, you subscribe. If you're on Facebook, look at the description of the video. There's a link to the podcast.
You said, you talking to me now?
Yeah, yeah. You said
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I was doing a robot for me. But, thing I wanted to say is just one last little topic about Kevin. He also told the ladies that were calling for the high-value men that, you know, sometimes the high-value man is not for you. It's okay to be with the average guy. And, you know, I want y'all ladies to remember that. Like, everybody is worthy. And money does not have to be the reason that you should want to be with a high-value man. If he's high-value and it worked for you, perfect. But like he said, you can still be with the average man. And a lot of women took offense to him saying that they should settle for an average man. I'm like, why are y'all offended by settling? That's not even a settle. Most of us are average. So enjoy that. You know, you might have a better life there because the top 1% or the high value man, he has a whole bunch of women running behind him. And if you don't want to compete, you probably don't have to compete with an average man. So he's saying that's more your speed. So I just want to say he gave out great advice. I took it in. I will take an average man. I'll take a high value man. But all I know is I'm going for someone who, you know, treats me like the woman that I was taught to be. And all from the advice that I got from Kevin Samuels, he helped me be a better woman, and I thank him for it. Rest in peace.
I agree. That's the thing. I think that's a good thing to make.
Ain't lying. Tell the truth.
And if you don't respect what he's for, please respect him as a human being, a person died, a father died. like, I don't know, who even Josh Moat, like, it's even, I don't think I'm even Josh, you know what I'm saying? Two guys are crazy. But I think there's levels, and we have to put it in perspective. And it's okay to be angry in a certain way,